Recently, I platinumed Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, which was a lot of fun and very nostalgic for me. But in 2012, they made a sequel to the game, and it's even better. In this video, I will be getting the Platinum Trophy for
Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Nostalgia at its finest. This game is a complete overhaul of the first game. From the driving, to the power-ups, to the activities, anything you could think of from the first game is either gone or completely changed. They also dropped Sega from the title due to characters such as Wreck-It Ralph and Danica Patrick being in this game, and an extra fact, other platforms have even more characters. I mean, just look at the characters PC has. And of course, the standout in the title, Transformed. During events, you can find these blue rings, and they'll transform your car into either a boat or an aircraft, making for some insane races. This is cool and all, but you know the title of the video. The first game was rated a 3 out of 10 in difficulty, but this game jumps all the way to an 8 out of 10. You'll find out why this game is rated so highly soon, but for now, let's go over Step 1, World Tour. World Tour is a more fleshed out version of the first game's missions, which were just mostly easy challenges. The World Tour takes you through multiple worlds, each with events scattered throughout. Completing an event will earn you stars, and you get more stars depending on the difficulty you choose. I will need to earn all 232 stars for the trophy All Stars. We start on Sunshine Coast, and the first event is a race. I decided to do it on hard since I needed all those stars, and I decided to use my goat,
Metal Sonic.
This game also allows you to change your character's stats with mods, and I went with his balance mod.
3, 2, 1, go!
Alright, I have not played this in so long, bro. Okay, so I gotta try to do this. Oh, what? I ran into that? Really, bro? Move, bro. Yep, we're gonna use that. We definitely want to get rid of them at the start. Uh-oh. Okay, here we go, here we go! Let's go, alright. Are you serious, bro? I used to kind of be good at dodging those two. Or not dodging, but dealing with that. Okay, third place. Yeah, hard difficulty. Oh no.
A bet failed?
What'd you say well done for then, bro? Why'd you say well done? I failed, bro. So of course, I had to run it back. This time, I played a lot better and used my power-ups pretty well, so I was able to win and earn 2 trophies. Good racer, first trophy. I don't know what that's for. Oh, finish first in a race without getting hit by weapons. Oh, and I got another trophy. Heart Shop. For the next event, I decided to use Sonic as I needed to level up characters to upgrade my license, but Metal Sonic is maxed out by default, so there was no reason to use him. At the start of the race, I did a 15-second drift as Sonic, which earned me a trophy, and then I just continued the race as normal. The other racers are pretty aggressive with their power-ups, so I got screwed up multiple times, but I caused this to happen. Oh my... Nah, restart, that's just bad. That was bad. I thought it was gonna be water, because I saw water under there. Let's try this again. Okay. I'm in fourth, bro! Why did that hit me? Bro, no, what the freak? Okay, bro, shut up! I'll get used to it, man! Alright, I went All-Star! Racing transformed, let's go. Okay, now can I win the race? Yes, I can. Alright, cool, 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 cool. So I continued on, doing a drift challenge, which was pretty easy, and my next event was another race. At this point, I was starting to get used to the game again, so this race wasn't as bad as the other two. I managed to get a lot of trophies during this race as well. I used the hot rod at the very last second, and at the end of the race, I got all of these. Oh, I got balanced already? Alright, I'll take it. Magic second. Finished 0.5 seconds ahead of an opponent in race. Okay. Oh, I got so many trophies. I got so many trophies. You got the horn. Meteor Strike. Not Meteor Strike from Overwatch. Not Doomfist. As you earn stars, you'll also be able to unlock new characters and special mods called console mods for your characters as well. The mods will help me in later parts of the Platinum, and of course, I'll need to unlock all of the characters for another trophy. During an event called Versus, where you 1v1 multiple racers, I got a trophy for absorbing my opponent's weapon with the glove and hitting them with it, And after finishing that event and two more, I found myself at the final event, which was yet another race, and it got a little hectic at times. Oh nah, bro. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Please hit her. Please hit her. It missed, bro. What the freak? Come on, bro. Okay, I won. Dang, I'm really far ahead. Okay. This game is stressful. This game is stressful, bro. Oh, we're done. Okay, Frozen Valley. We're done with that. Frozen Valley starts off with another race, but I'd like to show you how annoying the AI can be with the power-ups. Are you serious? What just happened? Okay. Are you serious? Wow. Oh, that's not good. Dude, of course that pops up, bro. No, bro. Come on. I lost now. The second attempt wasn't going well either. To be fair, I could have done a lot better with my stunts as well, which give me boosts if I successfully pull them off, but overall, this event was really annoying. At least during this attempt, I hit people 20 times with weapons. Unfortunately, I lost that one too, but the third attempt was much better. There were some annoying moments, but during the third lap, I got a huge lead, so I pretty much won right there. I also earned this trophy during it as well. There we go, finally. Shadow Step, the 10 stun combos in a single event. Oh, okay. I'm not gonna show too many races from this point on. However, the next type of event is what I and the trophy guide would consider the hardest in the game, Traffic Attack. This event requires you to pass through 15 of these gates held up by these cars. What makes this tough is the time limit, and of course, you have to dodge these cars. The green cars simply move forward, the orange cars will move side to side, making them very easy to hit if the timing is off, and the blue cars or cop cars will track your movement to make sure they can mess you up. The gates give you time whenever you pass them, and there are also these green gates that give you time as well. You need to make sure you're paying attention at all times so you can anticipate the car's movement and move out of the way if need be. Thankfully, I only had to restart once, but don't worry, you'll be seeing this event again. I went through a few more events, and I eventually made it to this race. I'm not going to show much of it, though I will say, I hated this race. But I managed to get a few trophies during this. I did a triple stunt while transforming, and did every trick in one jump and stuck the landing. I got one more trophy, which I got after this happened. No! No! What is that, bro? I don't know how I won that. I did not deserve to win that. Why did he do all that crashing, bro? That was insane. Hey, rank B. The game was in so much disbelief that it also crashed, so I guess that's cool. But once I got the game back up, I continued through Frozen Valley, and none of the events gave me too much trouble. Plus, I got this trophy for doing a level 3 airdrift. So after I finished this final race, I unlocked Scorching Skies. After beating a race on my first try, I encountered yet another traffic attack. This one wasn't that bad though. I only failed once, and I also blocked 3 homing weapons, which the cars count for, earning me another trophy. You know the drill by now. I completed more events, and I eventually encountered a new event called Pursuit. This simply requires you to destroy a tank. The tank has 3 phases. During the first one, it shoots stationary green bombs. During the second, it's orange missiles that are a little annoying to dodge. And during the final phase, it plants giant purple walls. This mission is very slow-paced and not very fun in my opinion, but I will say at this point, I played way too aggressively, causing me to take unnecessary damage. I'll talk a little more about this event later. Not much else happened during Scorching Skies. There was a race that was annoying me, and I also encountered another new event called Sprint. This one requires me to beat a time set by a ghost, similar to the first game. These events will be good practice for the hardest trophy in the game later on. The final event was another pursuit, which I didn't want to deal with, so after a fail, I bumped the difficulty down to easy. I knew I was going to have to return to this event later, so I just wanted to ignore it for the time being. But after completing it, I unlocked the second to last tour, Twilight Engine. Again, you know how these work, there's only so much I can say about the same process, you know? After this ring race, which requires you to get through 3 checkpoints before the time runs out, I unlocked my A rank license. Hey, rank A, let's go. The majority of Twilight Engine was pretty chill, except for yet another race, but I sound like a broken record at this point. Just know, I desperately needed to practice this track, especially since I dropped the difficulty yet again. If I was just struggling on hard,